Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A. Last name is Cyriac, C-Z-I-R-Y-A-K. Rebecca Cyriac is a 45-year-old woman who reports she injured her right knee at work on 4-4-22. Appears she walked out of an elevator and turned and twisted her knee. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus. Repaired surgically by Dr. Ponzio. Period. Postoperatively, she accepted injections, but has completed her course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Cyriac was seen at occupational health on 4-4-22. Period. She stated while getting into an elevator, she twisted her right knee. Period. It was now very tender. Period. She did not have any prior history of injury to the knee. Period. She had x-rays that showed a small joint effusion but no fracture or dislocation. Period. She was diagnosed with the right knee sprain and placed in an ACE wrap. Period. She was also quickly referred for an MRI of the knee. Period. This was done on 4-13-22. Let me insert it here. Period. New paragraph. On 4-20-22, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio. Period. He noted her course of treatment and diagnostic workup to date. Period. He diagnosed a meniscus tear and recommended surgical correction. Period. On 4-25-22, she was seen via telemedicine for pre-admission testing. Period. On 4-28-22, she participated in another pre-admission exam by Dr. Ponzio. Period. He did the surgery on the knee on 4-20-22 to be inserted, period. Per his subsequent progress notes, she underwent medial meniscal repair, period. She followed up with him post-operatively through 7-26-23, period. She had received a series of viscosupplementation injections for arthritis in her knee, period. The fourth and final such injection was given on 8-16-23, period. New paragraph, she was seen by Dr. Sapega, S-A-P-E-G-A, on 4-14-23 for a need for treatment evaluation, period. He discussed about possibly pursuing an MRI arthrogram of the knee with intra-articular contrast, period. He wrote, Dr. Ponzio did not note the presence of any significant degenerative changes in the patellofemoral compartment, irrespective of her body weight, so if she has significant degenerative changes at this time, which are not present in her opposite knee, then logic would dictate that the accelerated arthropathy in her right patellofemoral joint would have something to do with her work injury and related surgery. Pretty also felt a direct review of her recent x-rays is in order. Period. If the MRI arthrogram was equivocal or does not show any clear-cut indication for arthroscopy, at this point, given her symptoms and physical findings, he believed that a, quote, second look, end quote, knee arthroscopy would be the appropriate course of action. Where she did undergo the MRI arthrogram on 6/9/23 to be inserted here. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There were healed portal scars about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There was mild tenderness, palpation about the right prepatella area, but there was none on the left. Period. Modified provocative maneuvers done to account for her body habitus were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She ambulated with a limp on her right, but did not use a handheld assistive device. Period. She was able to walk on her heels and toes without a limp. Period. She changed position slowly. It was able to squat to 40 degrees and rise. Period. Following the evaluation, she was observed putting on her jeans from a standing position. Period. She stood on one leg at a time to do this and did it without difficulty. Period. Impressions on 4/4/22. Rebecca Ziriak reportedly injured her right knee stepping out of an elevator at work. Period. She was seen at Occupational Health the same day. Period. She quickly underwent an MRI of the knee on 4/13/22 to be inserted here. Period. She then saw Dr. Ponzio orthopedically. Period. He then performed surgery as noted above. Period. She followed up post-operatively. Period. She had a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Sapega on 4/14/23 as noted above. Period. She had also undergone bilateral knee x-rays on 4/10/23 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraphs cut exam found Ms. Ziriak to be morbidly obese. Period. She ambulated with a limp on the right, but did not do so while walking on her heels or toes. Period. This suggests some volitionally limited behavior. Period. There was full range of motion of the right knee without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She did have mild tenderness, palpation about the right prepatellar area, but there was none on the left. Period. Modified provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 5 to 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the right leg. Period. And put this in capitals. We did have to search back in Dr. Ponzio's notes for his description of the date and procedure that he performed, since we do not have a separate operative report. And that is the end.